All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was Nervous Talk. And we heard the song Different Person from their newish album that is self-titled. Yeah. So this is on Hosehead Records, which is my favorite Canadian label, as I always like to go on about. And Nervous Talk are comprised of four local guys, in particular Joel. Joel is one of the lead singers. And yeah, so you can see these guys all over. They're opening a lot of huge shows and whatnot. So there you go, Nervous Talk. Now I'm kind of stoked because in the studio tonight on my show, and by the way, my name is Anita B. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. We've got Inherent Vices. So they are playing tonight and they're going to be on in about, I don't know, 15 minutes or so. So I'll be here until 8. And I'm kind of excited. They've got a lot of really good songs. And yeah, so tune in. Stay listening, people. What do I have next? All right. Oh, I think some Tough Age. No. We're going to hear some Needs. That's what we're going to hear now. So this is local band Needs, N-E-E-D-S. And they have a new album out. It is called, well, it's self-titled as well. This one is self-titled. And we're going to hear the song, let's see here. let's see. How about, did you just call me Lord Fuckbead? Fuckbead or Fuckhead or Fuckbeard? Fuckhead. Did you just call me Lord Fuckhead? Well, I don't know. So let's find out. This is Needs here. Now, let me see. How am I doing here? I'm a little bit scattered as I usually am. All right, yeah, here we go. Now, by the way, my show is all Canadian music, so that is what the theme is. And you can always listen to this station, well, obviously on air. Just go to citr.ca, and you can listen to it. You can stream it from your computer. And on top of all of that goodness, you can listen to podcasts. So, all right, after the show, you'll find my show podcasted. Let's see, am I all set up? Yes. Okay. This is song 10 off their new album. Did you just call me Lord Fuckhead? Let's just find out. Of course, the station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yeah! work in the music department.
Hi, my name is Natalie, the new media coordinator.
Hey, it's Rohit Joseph, sponsorship coordinator.
Hi, this is Yusi, and I'm the outreach coordinator.
This is Brenda, host of Peanut Butter and Jams on Thursdays.
Nasher, the ad coordinator at CITR.
My name is Robin Ellum. I'm the program manager.
Hi, I'm Eric Coates, the student music executive.
This is Costa, the news director.
Hey, it's John, the production coordinator.
Hey, this is Josh. I'm the digital submissions coordinator.
I'm Nellie, host of The Cat's Pajams.
This is Matt Granlund from Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show.
My name is Hugo. I'm the volunteer manager.
Hey, I'm Jane. I'm the volunteer coordinator.
Hey, it's Sarah Corden-Lee from the CITR Music Department.
This is Eleanor Waring, president of CITR Student Executive. From all of us at CITR, we would like to acknowledge and thank everyone who donated to this year's fund drive. With the help of listeners like you, we raised over $38,000. For this incredible generosity, we would like to say thank you.
Thanks. Thank you for donating to Fun Drive.
Thank you very much for your support. We love you guys. Take it easy.
Thank you so much for donating to Fun Drive.
Thank you. Your donation makes such a huge difference.
Thank you so much for all your donations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you all so much for your support.
Thank you very much to everybody that donated for Fun Drive.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you for supporting this year's Fun Drive.
Thanks, guys, for volunteering and donating.
Thank you so much for donating to CITR's Fun Drive this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water. And never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
Bye.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was Soft House. They have a new record out. They're a new band. This is their debut record. It's called, I don't have a name. I think it's self-titled. But we heard the song Broken Covenant. So when you are looking at Soft House, it's a co-ed band, and they're local, and Sean Maxey, that's what you need to know. Sean Maxey is in the band, so that tells you everything. All right, so before that, what did we hear? We heard Pointed Sticks, new Pointed Sticks of all things. And all the records I've played tonight are self-titled. Isn't that weird? So off their new but weirdly self-titled record, weirdly that it's new, because they've been around for decades, we heard the song Lovely Bird. And then in there before that, we heard the band Needs. That's a Sean Orr band. And did you just call me Lord Fuckbeard? Hold on. What is it? Fuckhead. I can't read my own typing. Yes. All right. There you go. Now, this is exciting because tonight, right here on my show, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, we have Inherent Vices, and they're about to go on air soon. It looks like they're getting very ready to be playing. They are a three-piece boy band. And momentarily, we're going to be hearing them. And the CITR people are running around and getting them wired up and whatnot. So I'm excited. They're a really good local band, and I really hope they play the song that I really like, which is called Bummer Summer. So I hope, I don't know. We'll see. All right, it's 6:53, and we are here, myself, with Inherent Vices until 8 o'clock. So we have lots of time. Now, what do I have coming up next? Oh, yeah, First Base. All right. This is a band out of Toronto. I love these guys. Super pop punk. They are on Hosehead Records. Again, another band I love on Hosehead. Headed by Patrick and his buddy out in Toronto. So Patrick is local now. He's originally from the Toronto area, though. We're going to hear something from the 7-inch, which is called You've Got a Hold on Me. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And here you go. You've Got a Hold on Me. Almost. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, that was really awesome. That was New Tough Age with the song I Get the the song is called Snakes and Ladders from their new record I Get the Feeling Central, which is on Mint Records. And then before that, we heard some First Base with the song You've Got a Hold on Me from their 7-inch on Hose Head Records. The time is now 7 o'clock, and I'm really stoked because Inherent Vices are going to be on in like 3 seconds. So I'm really excited. This is going to be awesome. And then they're going to join me on air and talk about, oh, God knows what. So let's make sure I've got this going. I think we're good. We're good. Okay, good. So Inherent Vices are comprised of Evan, Burnside, and Jeremiah. And here they go on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah. CITR tonight.
Thank you.
witty banter and drinking in, but I didn't want to blow it on a big break here. This is called David's Song, I think.
Thank you.
doesn't have a name yet.
Thank you.
the sub. We appreciate you putting up with us. We're in here in Voices. Good evening.
All right, that was Inherent Vices. They're rad. That was totally killer. So that was a fun set. There were only three of them making all that noise, and I'm just now in a really good mood. So awesome. It is 7:43. You are listening to my show here. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Yeah, and this is a show. We're only on till 8, so we have 17 minutes. I think they're going to come on air with me, so I'd like to talk to them if they want to. Yeah, I'll be back in 2 weeks with this show. My show is every second week from 6:30 until 8. And by the way, Val's show, which is called, Folk Oasis, isn't on, today. She's sick. So I'm going to be playing some music. So some spare music. So if you hear music that doesn't sound like hers, it's not her. So there you go. All right. In the meantime, I might just put a song on. This is, the Constantines. From their album, what is it? Shine a Light, of course. This is Young Lions. And let's see, how am I doing here? I'm so ill-prepared all the time. I'm like, oh, all my buttons. Oh, here they are. So maybe I won't put music on. So welcome.
Hi.
That was awesome. So there's headphones, and there's four of us. So so how are you guys doing? So I guess you guys can share a mic if that's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So here, let me turn this on. That would be helpful, wouldn't it? Yeah. Okay. Cool. So, do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Evan. I play drums.
I am Jeremiah. I play bass.
I'm Burnside. I play guitar and sing.
Awesome. You guys were totally rad. You guys had a long set. That was awesome.
Yeah, we usually play about half that long, but I figured we're going on the radio.
That's good.
Yeah,
because I was I'm kind of lazy. I was like, all right, yeah, you guys just do all my work for me, and I'll just enjoy you guys. That's what I was just telling Sarah. So Jeremiah, so you were on my show, I don't know, a few months back with your other band.
Yeah, that's right, with Jerk Trails.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about that.
No, don't. I just want to say that he was playing drums last time I saw him. And I was kind of like, oh, now he's on bass. And that's my point.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't learned how to play them both at the same time yet, though.
That would be scary.
I'm working on it, though.
So how long have you guys been together as a band?
6 years.
Wow, that long, huh?
Five, I think.
Wow. Cool.
And the other day.
So not, you guys, wow, that's today, pretty, that's pretty impressive.
The other day.
Yeah, so just a few days, all those songs, yeah. Let's see. So are you guys, I'm just winging it. So are you guys local Vancouverites?
Yeah. It's sort of.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm from the Caribou interior.
Oh, you're from the Caribou. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I moved here in 1999.
Okay. And Evan, where are you from?
I'm originally from Vernon, but I moved here in like 2000.
Oh, so do you know Sarah from Vernon?
I do.
You do?
I do know. We went to high school together.
Oh, shut up. Are you guys like the same grade and everything?
No, I was one grade higher than her.
Oh, okay. Rad. Okay. And you are from?
I've lived in almost every suburb in the lower mainland.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool.
Clover Quitlam.
Oh, God. So, yeah, well, I teach geography. So that's the first thing. I mean, and my show is all Canadian music. So I always like to figure out, like, pinpoint places, right? So there you
Wonderful.
Go.
Wonderful.
That's all the questions I have, and let's go home.
There was a musician from Quesnel, the most famous cover man who played at the bar every weekend. It was called Eddie Spaghetti.
Oh, Eddie Spaghetti from... from
Super Suckers.
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
No,
he's
it's not.
No. Wait, that's why I was like, I know that like the Sub Pop band. Yeah. Doesn't Eddie Spaghetti have cancer or something? Did you guys hear about that?
I haven't followed this.
He's sick. I think he was sick, and there was some
I
kind of benefit
that.
Stuff. Show.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's been a long time. Yeah. All right.
That band did a lot of drugs, right?
Did they?
I think so.
I wouldn't know. I don't. Okay. I'd never hung out with. I saw them a few times though, way back then.
Yeah.
Way back when.
Yeah. Most musicians don't do any drugs at all.
No, not really. Okay. So anyway,
I don't like drugs.
Okay. Just well, good.
Putting that out there.
He awesome. Doesn't do well with them.
Okay. that's good to know. So don't send drugs to Jeremiah, correct?
No, don't send drugs to Burnside.
Oh, to Burnside. Yeah. Oh,
to
you
me,
don't
you
drugs.
Can
okay.
you can sell me.
Okay.
You can
so
sell me and send me all your drugs.
Okay.
All the time.
Okay. Awesome. And Evan, you are.
I like morphine.
Abstaining from this
You're
conversation.
Abstaining from, I know this is a dumb conversation. Okay, let me move on.
He's 100% drug free.
Okay, so Inherent Vices, the name of your band, is when I was Googling it, I saw that there's a bunch of other references.
Yes.
Which I did not pre-know. Like, I was like, because I'm clueless. So can you explain what is that? What's all Inherent
Vice? Inherent Vice is what I... There was talk about the book.
Okay. So there's a book.
Yeah.
Okay. Thomas Pynchon?
Yeah. But this is long before the movie came out, obviously, 6 years, 7 years ago. And it's a nautical law term that when you apply, I think, with the wording, when you apply it to human beings, particularly the type of people that play in bands.
Okay.
It's a good...
It's a nautical term.
It's a good
term.
Descriptor.
It's a nautical term?
Yeah.
So, like, something to do with oceans?
Nautical law term.
Law term.
You can't insure the bottom of your boat against the ocean being corrosive, right?
Because
it's just inherently corrosive.
I get it. Okay.
So,
that's cool. I like that. Yeah.
But I didn't memorize the nautical law term, so I don't have the exact wording. I should have...
That's okay.
Got it on my Computron 3000, but
yeah,
I wasn't prepared.
That's okay.
You did memorize what you like and like how hot you like your nautical latte, though. In the morning.
I don't like his writing at all. I didn't like that book, and I didn't like The Crying of Lot 49 at all. But yeah,
but you like
and we've also made a pact. No, none. You can't be in this band and have watched the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's.
You watch it. That's you quitting the band.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We actually did it in blood too, in blood.
So when
I
was
didn't. That's how you get hep.
When I was looking at pictures of you guys and like looking up information, was there a fourth member at some point?
There's Baxter is now was and shall always be a band member.
Okay.
He moved to Toronto to go to school for culinary school.
Oh.
And now he's hanging out with Jamie Oliver, so he'll probably never come back. But he's always welcome. We all want the best for him, and if he's doing great, that's great for us.
Awesome.
He's our friend, so.
Was he a second guitar player?
No, he was the bass player.
Oh, okay.
And I used to play drums.
Oh, okay. And you weren't in the band.
And he went on tour, and Evan came and played drums.
Okay.
And then Baxter left, and yeah.
I switched to bass.
Yeah.
Okay. We have about 9 minutes left. So I'm just going to ask you some basic questions about your recordings and stuff. So how many recordings? Like three? Is that right?
We have online, we have... two albums and an EP, I think, or like
That's
a single, two, three songs. I don't know. We have finished. I'm just working on video for the first EP, and we're going to have a video made. So we have two EPs finished, ready to go, mastered, and we are currently working on one.
Okay.
Recording. We have to go mix.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. And so how many new songs do you guys have?
15.
So, wow, like a lot of songs.
Yeah.
And who's recording it? Where are you guys doing it at?
Malcolm Jackson Biddle did the two EPs that are done at the Shed.
Oh.
He's in Data Plan.
Yeah, yeah. Is that at the Lido? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that because that's where you guys recorded?
Yeah.
And the space, is it behind the Lido or upstairs?
I'm not going to tell. It's secret.
Okay. So it's like, yeah. All right.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of sketchy people are listening to this radio. Probably if they're actually following this band, then pretty sketchy.
Well, look at me. I'm pretty scary. So that's the audience I get. So, yeah. Anyways, so Malcolm is so it's all recorded. Now it's just getting mixed?
No, it's mixed, mastered.
Oh,
I'm just working on a video.
You're working on a video for which?
So, yeah, usually bands, when you look up, like, said band full album on YouTube, then it just has the album cover.
Yeah.
But I want to do a video for like, because they're EPs, they're not that long, right? It's like.
So kind of like a promo video?
Yeah. It's just like, me hanging out with my friends and getting them to wave at me lots. I don't know.
Okay. That's interesting.
It's going to be these guys waving at me for 12 minutes.
Oh, cool. Okay, awesome. Now, so bands, like, what are you guys into? What bands do you guys like?
I've been listening to the Kinks a lot lately.
Uh-huh.
And what else do I like? I don't know. I like lots of music. Mm-hmm. I listen to lots of jazz. I like jazz. Been listening to jazz lately.
Oh, wow.
John Coltrane.
Okay. Interesting. And Evan, what are you into? What's like, what kind of music, you know, inspires you?
I mostly listen to old punk stuff, but lately I've been mostly listening to OMD and Charlie XCX.
Oh, wow. I've been into like new wave myself.
Yeah.
I have satellite radio in my car, and I get like this station's awesome. It's called First Wave. It's channel 33. And it's like all old, like first new wave stuff.
That's pretty
cool. It's killer. I love it. And yeah. I'm totally getting back into like things like Fine Young Cannibals and yeah. like... Yeah. And like Echo and the Bunnymen. Yeah, they're so good, huh? Yeah. You like Fine Young Cannibals?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And so what about you?
I've been listening to a lot of classical. I'm looking forward to going seeing Tchaikovsky performed on the 22nd, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of R&B, like new stuff, and, you know, grew up with like 90s. Mm-hmm. Late 80s, 90s R&B, so listen to a lot of that. I like pop music. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
Also like some pretty abrasive punk, but I'm blanking right now.
That's
so.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, well, we have 6 more minutes until we're done. So let's thank everybody. Hi, Sarah and Andy.
Yeah,
Andy
thank
Resto.
You so much, guys.
You guys are
really,
awesome.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, it sounded really good. You guys sounded killer. Like,
thank
really
you very
good.
Much.
Yeah. I liked your bass lines, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes, very good bass lines.
We've been practicing.
And are these drums like CITR's drums?
No, they're mine.
So you actually brought them all down here?
Wow. We brought all this stuff.
You brought that Marshall stack down here? Is
half,
that yours?
Half stack. Yeah, that's mine.
Wow. Wow, that's heavy. Yeah.
So, for parts of the songs.
Yeah. And so, hey, so local bands, like you are also in, tell us what bands you're in right now.
I'm in a bunch of bands. I'm in Defectors.
Mm-hmm.
With Evan. Evan's also in Defectors.
Oh, yeah, that's how I know you. You're a Defector because we used to share the same jam space. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Also in Poor Baby. And
you're in Poor Baby?
I am in Poor Baby.
Oh, okay. Wait, is that the one with, what's his face?
Ryan Wagner.
Yes, of course. I saw you guys. I'm confusing you guys with Poor Form. Yeah.
And yeah, then, yeah, it's not even close.
No.
Yeah. And then Jerk Jails.
And I love Jerk Jails. Yeah, you guys were on my show. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What else is there? Sometimes I play with Twin Crystals.
Oh, my God. And do you have a real job?
Yeah, I do.
That's crazy. I don't know how you do all that.
I'm on vacation right now.
Oh, yeah? Cool. And Evan, are you playing currently in other bands?
Just the, like, Defectors.
Defectors, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, of course. And of course.
I'm a one band guy.
Yeah, me too.
I do solo stuff once in a while, yeah. But I don't really do it. I don't pursue it. So I've kind of don't get asked very often, but that's fine. It's not, the band's far more fun than. It's a lot more nerve-wracking getting up singing like acoustic love songs where everybody can hear all your lyrics and you're by yourself, you know, like this is kind of a gang have backup. It's loud, you know, if people heckle you, you just go, what? And then they say something back and you just go bam with your guitar. I can't hear you.
That's awesome.
I know there's a big rumble afterwards.
Some of the lyrics that I can hear, like, you know, seem pretty emotional, sort of like real.
I'm a super emotional person.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm being very sincere. I'm super emotional. But, just good for certain things. You know, I work in social housing.
Oh, you
and,
do?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm a mental health worker. And so it's good because it makes me compassionate. But then, like, if something in my life is amiss or awry, I can't, like, going to work is, if I'm super upset, then... Dealing with people and being nice to them sometimes is not the easiest thing.
Yeah, I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
I'm a high school teacher.
Well, there you
teacher.
Go. You
so
know.
It's like, I know exactly what you mean. I know.
So you like go through a breakup and you got to go be nice to these little snots.
Oh, yeah, totally. Last year I went through like a divorce and I had to go to work every day. And I did. I went to work every day. And there's moments where I just was like losing it. Like I was just on the verge of like on the verge of tears and on the verge of like, I'm like giving like some PowerPoint on something stupid. I was like. And, you know, and I'm just like, okay, we're good. Ms. Binder's fine. And the kids are looking at me like, what's going on with her, you know? But you just do it. You just have to get through every single day. But it's hard when you have, like, so many people around you.
Though, too, is, like, when you do go to work and you do live your life, a lot of times it distracts you from
it does,
that.
Doesn't it?
Like, whereas if you're just sitting at home in your own head and your own thoughts,
it's the worst.
Then you just... It, it can sometimes be very detrimental to your
health. No, it's interesting you said that because I went through a big breakup about a year and a half ago, and just before the summer, and I had 2 months off in the summer. Sorry, that's not, this show's not about me, but but I'm telling you. And so I had like over two months, and most people work, so it's not like you're hanging out all during the day with a lot of people. And the point is, I'd be like in my own head and by myself, yeah. And everything would just like be in this spiral of just. Yeah. And then when I went back to work, it was kind of healthy. It was just like distraction, and then you just have to go through your day. And
well, then you can't drink as much, right? You can just sit by yourself, curled up in a ball, drinking.
Oh, God. Well, how do you know I don't do that with my students? I got, what, a drawer? No, I'm just joking. No, but yeah, well, you guys, that's it.
All right.
It's 8 o'clock. So well,
thank you so. We feel really blessed and thankful that you had us.
Thanks for having us.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks so much for coming down, because you guys are like.
And thank you to Andy and Sarah.
Of course.
And their little
minions.
Group of helpers.
The CITR.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and that's it, folks. So thank you so much. This has been Inherent Vices on my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'll be back.
We're playing on the 29th.
Oh, you are. Yeah,
Sunday
this is good
at the Astoria.
So a Sunday night, because everybody loves Sunday night shows. So this is great. Yeah. I'm just joking. No, the last time I went to a Sunday night show, it was ugly. It was, I had to work the next day. And I vowed never to go to another Sunday night show again. Actually, it was with Sarah Cordingly. You know what it was? It was we were going to see Chain and the Gang. Yeah. I don't know what that
we're
was.
We're way better than that band.
Yeah.
Especially so, on a Sunday.
On a like Sunday night. That was
that's our hot day.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, so thanks, guys. And I'll be back in 2 weeks with my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Again, thank you so much.
Awesome. No,
thanks.
That was good.
Appreciate
it. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
We got a little therapy.